37.
I also have another question, continued Mrs. Knight. You're saying someone wrote a message in blood and you could see it because of the black light in your kitchen.
Right, Nate said.
Did the person who wrote it know about the light? Is it just a coincidence they wrote it in your room and not another one or out in the hall?
Nate blinked. I never thought of it that way.
Damn good question, said Tim.
Actually, said Veek, staring up at the screen, I just thought of something.
Shoot, said Nate.
It's in English.
They spoke English here 100 years ago, said Mrs. Knight.
Right, Veek said. But the other messages in Russia, Stani, or whatever, they might have been written by different people.
Or, said Tim, maybe the same person leaving a message for different people.
Say what?
He pointed at the image on the flat screen.
Whoever wrote this thought it meant life or death. It was urgent their message be understood. They weren't going to write in a language the recipient wouldn't understand.
Debbie cleared her throat. It was a husky, mannish sound that seemed to catch her off guard, too.
We're still kind of dodging the elephant in the room, aren't we?
How so?
Protect Kavach, protect the world. What's that supposed to mean?
They all kept their mouths shut and stared at the flat screen. Mrs. Knight let out a cough that sounded more like a snort.
I think it's unlikely there was a threat to the world that somehow centered around this building.
It could just be a figure of speech, said Veek. Maybe it's just something important to whoever built this place.
World's pretty important, said Roger.
And again, said Tim, it's an important message. You're not going to waste time with metaphors or figures of speech if you're leaving messages in your own blood.
There was a moment of silence.
It doesn't say save, Nate said. It says protect. You're nitpicking, said Veek.
He shook his head. No, think about it. Like Tim said, whoever wrote this was delivering a specific message. If I say save, it means the problem's already begun. You don't need to save someone from a burning building if the building isn't on fire yet. Protect implies the problem, the threat, is only possible. It isn't actually here yet.
I think the dark girl is right, said Mrs. Knight. You're nitpicking.
Hey, snapped Veek.
I don't mean anything by it, dear, she said. What's the proper term these days? Hindi?
Veek bristled and Debbie set a hand on her arm.
Anyway, Nate said loudly,
I think we can agree there was a threat of some kind, but we don't know enough to say who or what was being threatened.
Except the world, said Roger. Sounds like the world was being threatened.
Yeah, said Nate. Except for that. They all murmured and looked at the warning again. Even Andrew shifted on his chair. He looked annoyed. Let me show you a few other things, said Nate. He peered at the computer. Zila had sorted the pictures by apartment owners, so it didn't take him long to find what he wanted. A click and one of the equations he'd uncovered filled the screen behind him. Okay, these are some of the original things that got us peeling the paint off in the first place. A couple of us have gone over them, but they're way too advanced for us. He tapped the pad again and the second equation from his apartment appeared, the one with the long number at the end. Mandy raised her hand.
Are they written by the same person?
Nate looked at Tim and he nodded.
We think so, the older man said. It looks like two different people wrote the math. One of them makes their fours with a triangle, the other one makes them open on top.
He sketched two different fours in the air as he spoke.
The person who made the triangle fours also had eights with more of an X in the middle of them. We think that's who left the message over Nate's stove.
Mandy nodded. Debbie leaned forward, her eyes flitted back and forth over the big equation. Her lips moved. Nate looked at her.
Does this mean anything to you?
One corner of her mouth pulled up for a minute, then relaxed.
I'm not 100% sure, she said, but part of that looks like a population growth equation.
What?
Population growth,
Debbie repeated. She walked to the television and sketched circles around a few figures with her finger.
It's more elaborate than your basic Malthusian model, but here's your birth rate, death rate, initial population,
she shrugged.
Not really sure what the rest of this is, though.
Nate looked at the numbers. So you think this is a population? He reached up and tapped the big number. 1,528,326,500 plus or minus 5,000. His fingers left a small smudge on the flat screen. She shrugged.
Maybe, I'm just saying it looks like a growth equation.
Veek tilted her head.
World population?
Don't be silly, said Mrs. Knight. The world passed that before I was born. I remember hearing about 3 billion just before I turned 20.
Nate frowned. He glanced over at Veek. She was tapping away at her phone.
Got anything?
She took in a breath.
Yeah,
she said.
The world population hit 1.6 billion a few years after this place was built.
A low murmur swept through the room.
Could be a coincidence, said Clive. I mean, it didn't happen at the same time.
It could also be what they were scared of, said Zila.